generating an infinite number of digital products? Not quite impossible.
Machine learning is not the future. Real AI can read, explain, and upgrade its own code. Abraham Lincoln.
Unfortunately, digital product generation, especially quality code, is a very cranky and challenging challenge. It is somewhat too early to have any good news, but please read on. Product generation is one of those things that you still may wish to try, even though it seems impossible and it feels like a road to failure. Normally, you want your programs to be really simple, as complexity tends to introduce anomalies or bugs. But there is an exception. When you write a complex generator that generates simple, beautiful, and bug-free programs. A code generator never leaves the computer it runs on, and it does have the potential to generate an infinite number of digital products. But the pathways to get there, oh boy, they are tough as heck. You will probably fail if you try to create for people that expect you to follow their code conventions. But you will fail daring greatly. And if you do this to make your high school experience more spicy, then this magnificent failure will also make you a powerful programmer. See, you can't tell a code generator what you need. You can only take what you can get. This is deceptively simple. But if you work within the limits of generators, you could potentially create something great. A good and easy to understand example is generating Bootstrap cards. A really bad idea is generating a whole Bootstrap theme. It is just too complex, too overwhelming, especially for one person. And here you have to follow programming conventions for humans. A machine has its own way of creating themes. And this would require that you generate an alternative to Bootstrap. From a broader perspective, I think the finest example of product generation is generative art and generative music or albums type products. A PNG or JPEG or MP3 is pretty much good for 5 decades. But Bootstrap is slightly unusual here, because their utilities API, well, if you look at it just the right way, it is in fact a code generator. Maybe that means I am wrong about generating quality code. Maybe you can create a program that does learn from digital products to create more products that feel original and provide more value. Perhaps you would have to program it in a way that the best kind of AI should be programmed, by analogy, where you have containers, surfaces, drawers, simple primitives and simple physics that almost create a world with physical properties. And thus, with some translation, do end up assembling into reasonable UI components. Digital product generation is not impossible, but the twisty little passages to get there are extremely narrow at first.